Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Here at the break, Mount Holmes girls are leading Green County Tech 35-16. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes boys basketball coach Josh Fulton. And Josh, I know a tough way to start conference play, 50-31 loss at Jonesboro. I tell you what, that first half was definitely the difference, especially with that Jesse Washington kid who just could not miss.
Yes, you know, he went a little stretch there, just hit some big shots, and then you get McBride, gets a good look. We get on our heels and hits a three right before halftime. So, you know, they go in with the biggest lead they got at the half. You know, but I think there's Jonesboro is extremely talented, and they're so tough at home. But we did not play nearly to our potential, and that's the thing that bothers me the most. You know, if you lose and you play to your potential, we're okay with that. But we're not okay, you know, playing the way we did. We're going to have to bounce back. We're going to need to do like our senior girls are doing tonight. They're having a great bounce back game here with Green County Tech.
Yeah.
You know, and I told the guys if we can get better from a loss, we'll take it. And I think we've gotten better last couple of days, but we need a great effort tonight to beat this Green County Tech team.
Yeah.
We really struggle guarding when we have to guard the perimeter the way Jonesboro makes you guard the perimeter these days, the way Green County Tech makes you guard the perimeter. You know, they're really trading the three for the two game. And if we get caught up playing fast, we could get in a really big hole early.
Yeah.
Green County Tech's a real, you know, we played Bolivar earlier this year out of Missouri. They're the
right
number one top-ranked team there in Missouri. And we learned a lesson. You know, we kind of got down in an early hole. Bolivar hit the shots, and we started chasing points. And they're so offensively talented, we could never get caught up. So it ended up being a high-scoring affair, but we never got was able to dictate tempo. Well, after we played them, I said, man, that team reminds me so much of Green County Tech,
yeah,
the way they play. Well, Jeff Gio, he's longtime a Missouri coach.
And, oh, yeah.
And so he's got a lot of ties. He's actually got a lot of ties to Bolivar. His son, oldest son, played at Bolivar. So,
and he coached at Southwest Baptist.
Yes. You know, we see a lot of similarities. If we get in a hole or we start chasing points or we want to play fast, we'll be kind of on our heels all night.
Yep.
We need to get this into a half-court game, and we need to dictate the style of play. And we call it our ground and pound, and we need to pound on Green County Tech a little bit and make them defend us. No, you know, the best way to guard a shooter is make them play defense, yeah, for extended periods of time. So that's what we need to do. Now, Green County Tech, the way they defend, kind of makes that hard because they'll gamble and they'll kind of get you out of positions, and you'll get what you think are good shots. But I think we can work the ball around and get great shots, and that's what we need to do on the offensive end tonight.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there is one person I do want to give a lot of credit to from Friday night, and, you know, it's a guy who doesn't get mentioned a lot, but Satch Harris, I thought, played particularly well.
I agree. Satch is one of the few that came to play that night. You know, I knew Satch was ready for days. You know, I mean, he'll shoot me text or he'll come, you know, come talk to me. And Satch was. I appreciate you bringing that out because I thought he was punched in. I liked what I saw out of him. I really liked what I've seen from him all year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He's been a great senior leader for us. And, you know, and our seniors, I think some of them, you know, and a lot of our guys, you know, going into the season, we was really worried about the experience.
Right.
Well, Friday night was the first time they've experienced a hostile environment.
Oh, yeah.
We've played some really talented teams and beaten some really, really good basketball teams. But we've not played
Jonesboro student section.
We've not played in an environment like that.
Yeah.
And as much as we talk about it and say, hey, it's coming, you don't know it till you experience it. And Friday night was a big learning lesson and a big test for us. And how we come back and bounce back, because, you know, Jonesboro Tech, they're kind of in the same boat. We're looking at 2, 3, 4 with these guys. And, you know, we need to – it would put us in a really good position early if we could get one of these road wins against a team that's looking to make it to state tournament, that somebody we're going to have to beat anyways to get there. So we lost an opportunity on Friday to take care of that business. So we need to come out tonight and get it done.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Yes, Matt, I appreciate all you do, my man. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Mount Zion boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Mount Zion girls leading Greene County Tech 35-16. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Gable and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com, or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mounts Home girls leading Greene County Tech 35-16 at the break here in Paragould. Scoring summary right now, Kate Gilbert already in double figures with 11 points. 8 for Anna Grace Foreman, all in the first quarter. 6 for Emily Payne, all from behind the arc. And Emma Martin and Aston Yates with 5 points each. Brooke Barnes, the leading scorer for Tech with 6 points. 5 for Carly Hollis, all from the free throw line. She was 5-6 from the charity stripe in that first half. 3 points for Kylie Stokes, and a pair of free throws for Brooke Justice, so she has 2 points. Both teams with 6 turnovers in this game so far. It's been no ties, no lead changes. Once Mount Zion took the lead, they have not relinquished it. Real quickly, just in case you guys are interested in what's been going on with latest in Major League Baseball, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the sign-stealing scandal with the Houston Astros. Well, we just received word that Alex Cora is out as the Red Sox manager of the Boston Red Sox. He was the bench coach in 2017 when the Astros won the World Series, and that's one of the times when they were believed to be doing some sign-stealing. And there's been some talk that Cora may have been involved in sign-stealing with Boston as well as their skipper. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get the second half start in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 35-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.